Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Get ready for the Alicia Doss Show, the place where you get positive and angelic information for inner and outer transformation. Here's Alicia.
Hello, and welcome to Live Your Love. Thank you so much for joining us for the show today, a live show, unusually, and I have a special guest, Michael Hayes. Would you like to say hello, Michael?
Hello, everyone. Nice to be with you, and I hope you're having a wonderful day.
Absolutely. So we'll start the show as we always do, by calling in the light. And so if you're driving, obviously keep your eyes open. If you're not, you might want to gently close your eyes and open your heart as we open into the light. And so, beloved Lord God, just now we open into the light of the Holy Spirit, asking that any negativity or karma imbalances, any resistance to higher consciousness, anything that is blessed in love, just be taken and transmuted perfectly as we open into the light of the Holy Spirit, into grace, the light of the Christ, opening in every way to eminent spiritual assistance, to the love, the blessings, the joy, and most of all, the alignment with Spirit, that we could be allied and be identified with our highest and higher selves into that of the self that is the self of love, into the Holy Spirit. Place this show today, this time together, into God's light, asking only the highest good come forward. And send the light to all those listening, all those listening to the archives, to our planet at this time, asking that peace might prevail. And so be it. Amen. Do you want to add anything, Michael?
Amen. That was beautiful.
Thank you. And so we don't have a plan today other than to show up and serve, because that's what we're all about. So I wanted to just take a moment and just see what Spirit has to share with us about what is going on in the world. You know, when I talk to clients, when I talk to participants, Michael and I just did recently a workshop for charity, for giving the proceeds to charity, called The Kingdom of Heaven is at Hand, becoming aware of God on the higher realms. And really it was very beautiful. It was very beautiful. Had we spent together with maybe several hundred people, where we really looked at how can And so we'll just finish this thought and then take a call. So how can we navigate these current challenges? And you know, there's a lot of, I don't want to call it prophecy, but a lot of people predicting the difficulties, of course, those of us in Southern California and us in particular, certainly dealt with the fires, are still dealing with them, and for many years to come, we lived in Pacific Palisades, California, the Palisades fire, and it really won't be, well, it'll never be as it was, but it won't be probably even normal for, we don't know, 5 years, they're saying. So it's quite a ongoing situation, and then more and more natural disasters, and it's how do we walk through this in a state of peace and grace. So it's something that I think is on the minds of so many of us. And so I just want to do a really quick clearing, and then we have a caller waiting. So let's just remind ourselves that it is important to clear ourselves from the group energy, from group panic, from where sometimes we might be driving or even just sitting at home, and all of a sudden we start to feel anxious. And certainly we always want to look into our own inner worlds, what might have been triggered, but also we want to look at, am I picking up something from the world at large? Certainly there's a lot of panic, especially in Southern California, and of course there's the fires in the Carolinas now, and so much going on. So just take a moment and just, you might want to say it out loud if you're by yourself, clear through the Holy Spirit any group panic, anxiety, discomfort, concern, fear. So clear into God's light anything that might be affecting me from the collective consciousness. Clear anything from anyone in my immediate world where I'm taking on their concerns out of love, but it's really out of over-responsibility rather than just responsibility. And then finally, clear from my own consciousness any anxiety, panic, phobia, any untold emotion that might be surfacing so that I could be fully present. So let's just take in a deep breath and breathe in all the love of the universe. And as we exhale, we just let go into this moment and peace and love prevail. And did you want to add anything, Michael, before we take a call?
No, that was beautiful. I think your sharing there is timely for many people.
Okay, so let's go ahead and take our caller.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Alicia and Michael. It's Brenda Gould, Sydney, Australia here. I got your email, and so I've, it's 6 a.m. here, so I've been awake for about an hour, so the angel said to me, ring. So I'm ringing.
Well, good. I'm glad you are. Good morning.
Good morning. Now, I have probably a question for both of you. I've had this, I got this Blessings of Light book. That's when I first met JR in 1983. And on the back, I received the back cover of the book, and 6 months later I was directed to a second-hand bookshop and it fell off the shelf. So there is one, there's some beautiful blessings in this book, but this is the one that
I... Wait, I have need. To ask a question about that. I always love these stories. The book literally fell off the shelf in front of you?
No, it was 6 months later. I was saying to God, okay, what do you want me to do today? And I go to the second-hand bookshop near the heart of the city.
Mm-hmm.
So I was on this path of obedience. So I went, and I got to the shop, and I said, okay, what am I here for?
Right.
And I went to, I just was directed to a shelf, and I picked out one book, and I went, oh. And then this Blessings of Light fell on the floor. The only way I knew it is because I had... Someone had sent me in the mail, just with the back cover of this book ripped off, addressed to Brenda Gould, Gold God. And the postman said to me, you must know people in high places. And I said, I do. And so 6 months later, I went to this bookshop, and this book fell out. And the only reason that I picked it up was JR on the back cover. And so I bought the book, $7 secondhand.
Wow.
Is that amazing?
That's so sweet. That was expensive in 1981.
83. Well, 83, yeah. 83. Well, it wasn't for me because I just knew that this is what I had to have.
Yeah.
So I came home and my daughter was 10, and I thought, I've got to read it. And it said at the beginning, you can have all these blessings. And I said, oh, thank you, JR, I'll have these blessings. But this one, he keeps directing me to this page. So this is what I really want to understand. I'll just read the bit. Before this embodiment, you chose the path to unfold into the lightest consciousness that you could find. This is an action of spirit. It's being brought forward. You will Never. Oh, it's the wrong page. Page 30. Sorry. You walk this path, blah, blah, blah. This is part of your ancient heritage of fulfillment, for you have walked the path of the spiritual flow in times past. This, then, is a fulfilling of your ancient desire and prayer that you again minister the sacred ordinances of the Most High to those who are the fellow workers of light. So it's the sacred ordinances. I sort of know it deep inside myself. So that's what I'd like to clarify.
And so just so we're understanding, so is the question, what are the sacred ordinances?
It's the the spiritual flow of energy. This then is a fully fulfilling of your ancient desire and prayer that you again minister the sacred ordinances of the Most High to those who are the fellow workers of light.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. And so again, just
beautiful.
To clarify your question, it's very beautiful. Just to clarify, so we're answering the question you're asking rather than what we think you're asking.
You know, if it can open up more, because JR has been giving this for me for quite some time. Asked Michael and Alicia last time I was on a call to you. It didn't come up, but it came up very clearly today.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I have another desire in my heart for my blessing.
Okay.
Keeping your eyes on the Lord, then, through the door of your inner heart and perfection, you will find your way home, for this is the deepest desire in your heart. So this thing about having this desire, my humour to myself is, well, there's no use me having any desire in this world because it's already been ordained for me.
Mm-hmm.
That sits perfectly with me because it just does.
Okay. You lost her.
No.
Are you still there?
She there?
No.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, we lost you for a moment. Okay.
Sorry?
Okay. Thank you.
If you could talk up a bit louder, I could hear you probably.
Oh, sure. Okay, so I'm pretty clear on what the question... Maybe Michael's clear on what the question is. I'm not. Maybe you could just tell us in one sentence. What is your question, love?
What does it mean by the sacred ordinances?
Mm-hmm.
Of an ancient heritage.
Michael, I have some thoughts on that, but Michael, do you have anything on that before?
Well, that could mean different things for different souls.
Mm-hmm.
For you, Brenda, it seems to tie very much into a higher purpose that you accepted to yourself in coming over to this planet, to this earth. In a service consciousness as being a
Can you just
pioneer.
Speak a bit slower, Michael, because it's static in here.
Yeah, I'm hearing static too. So you coming forth as a pioneer, as
mm-hmm.
one of the souls that came into the earth pattern, to sow the seeds of what would eventually become the opening of the Christ consciousness to mankind.
Yeah.
So
I was also given that I was here at a time before this time, which what you're saying, it feels like mm-hmm. it's tying
yeah.
in with what I...
See, this is a long time ago. And so
yes,
you
a very long time ago.
And so you came into this very long time ago, and part of your coming across into this planet and this particular I don't know what the right word to say, but this particular opportunity was that you had previously come into an experience of what we would call the Christ, or this opportunity to know the love of God and to do your karma under a dispensation of grace. And when you chose to come in to this planet, when you chose to come into circumstances that were much more difficult than the place you had been in before, where you'd come into this higher consciousness. And knowing this, and knowing that getting engaged into this experience down here, there would be a level of distraction away from this knowing of Christ that you had already gained, that you would, you chose willing to come into this world, which would be a much harder place to know this truth and to share this truth and to live this truth, but you chose to do it at the behest of Spirit. And so, though it was very difficult for many lifetimes, that seed that has been planted in you, and that you were on the earth to make available to other consciousness on this earth, never really died in you. It seemed to be dormant because of all the involvements in this condition here. But as the time has come forth for mankind, with this greater opportunity, this greater knowing of Spirit, this greater capacity to live and work karma under grace, is now to be made available to mankind. You are one of those who know this truth and will be a way shower to this truth. By how you live, by what you share, by what you know. And that...
That was what the other thing that Jar gave me, that there's a consciousness that comes that I know that I have, but I don't know, because I had a very strong link with Enoch, I don't know whether it's that type of consciousness or it's the Christ consciousness.
Well, Enoch was a forebearer to the Christ. He was one of the... He was shifting the world into a greater availability to it. And as, like Melchizedek was doing that. With Jesus, we had this huge opening to it. Like, they were like preparing the ground, and then Jesus was like the sprouting of the plant. Now,
well, I had an initiation with Jesus when I was 18 months old, and John Morton confirmed that. And I knew it. I mean, I can even still see the picture that the golden light descended on me when my grandmother put her hand on her head, and she had a beautiful picture of Jesus. And I said to John Morton that I thought I was about 2.5, and he said I was 18 months old. So, and Brenda means sword of truth, which is a very interesting, isn't it?
I had a comment about Enoch, too. If you're talking about the time before the time, the ordinances, and putting together the different pieces you've been sharing, the desire, something desire, or what John Roger called desireless desire. You see, Enoch is said in the sacred text of the Kabbalah that he has ascended into the heavens, having not died, but taken the body with him and become the Archangel Metatron.
Yeah. Now, he was my father in that lifetime for me.
Enoch or Metatron?
Enoch.
Was
my father.
So beautiful, right? And of course, of a very high consciousness. The time before the time, to me, would imply the angelic. And more specifically, the archangelic, where we here have come, you humans, many of us, I believe in this book, say, most of us not, were archangels before we were humans, because that level of existence, that paradigm, existed long before the humans, which is many spiritual teachers call this human experience a latter-day experiment. So if we look at one of the ordinances that were started even in angelic carried into this level, it becomes the only desireless desire, which is to wake up and to serve and to be as Christ, to be as the Holy Spirit, and one with that consciousness, so that we are then aware of God looking out through our eyes and our oneness with the Spirit, doing our part.
Yeah.
That is a sacred moment, and not to go to commercial in just a few seconds, so we're going to say goodbye for now, Brenda, but with a blessing for you to fulfill and to know in an ever greater way those divine ordinances through your waking up to the truth of your divinity.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to your next class.
Thank you so much. God bless you. We will be meeting you tomorrow.
For heaven and earth unites. Unlock the secrets of your divine lineage with your angelic ancestry, your personal birth registry for the angelic realm. With step-by-step techniques refined over three decades and tested by thousands, this book reveals how discovering your archangelic heritage can dissolve existential fears and suffering. Learn to embody the divine frequency of God's intention for you. Experience life as the angels do, with each breath drawing you closer to the infinite love and wisdom of the divine. If you order the book now at aleshadas.com/book, you'll get lots of bonuses like three digital sample chapters, access to join the VIP private launch team, a live online June 2025 masterclass summit with top name influencers, and a reader's guide. But you have to order the physical book to get these bonuses. Only $17.99. Order the book now at aleshadas.com/book. Do it now.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Connection with an archangel can bring you greater balance, peace, and divine awareness. Now you can experience the joy when you connect to your own divine nature and discover which archangel you are most like. It's easy with a 60-second free quiz at angelquiz.aleshadas.com. You'll even receive a report and a video explaining your results. Visit angelquiz.aleshadas.com now. That's angelquiz.aleshadas.com.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
You can have the help of the angels. In fact, your own unique angelic ancestry will help you discover your angelic name, true nature, and the sole purpose of your life. And now, Alicia Das has made it easy for you to find your angelic ancestry with her book debuting July 2025, called You Got It, Your Angelic Ancestry. This step-by-step guide gives you angelic assistance to let you thrive in life. Visit aleshadas.com to find out more and pre-order the book for lots of free gifts now. That's Your Angelic Ancestry at aleshadas.com.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
When you go to Alicia Das's website, you will find a plethora of things to help you live your best life. Discover information on her books, her products, workshops, and more. She even has wonderful programs and lots of free resources to help you keep connected in a happy, soul-purpose life. There's free newsletters that you can sign up for, and sign up for her latest book, Your Angelic Ancestry Launch, for free gifts, bonuses, and more. Visit aleshadas.com. That's aleshadas.com. You'll be glad that you did. Visit aleshadas.com now.
And welcome back to Live Your Love, and we have a caller, so do please share your name and tell us your question.
Hi, Michael. here. Meatloaf's birthday today. So everything that happened.
Sorry, Liz, you're breaking up a lot. Can you repeat that?
Yeah, there's reverb on for some reason. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, I can hear you better now. Thanks.
Yeah, there's a reverb when I talk, so I'm just trying to ignore it.
Okay.
So today's my birthday is what I was saying, so send me love.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Oh, and thank you for that last sharing. It was so informative. And thank you for the meditation on anxiety, because I have been having these very explosive moments with anxiety. And the reason I'm calling is my question is around, I had an opportunity that came forward and it didn't turn out the way I thought it was going to happen, and it's not happening yet. And the whole karma of it really triggered just deep anxiety, deep fear, and just wanting to really get in there and see if there was anything just deep in these patterns that happened to me ever in existence to create blocks to opportunities that come forward. And, you know, for everyone else, maybe any methods just to work with when stuff doesn't work out the way we think it will.
Yeah, thank you for making that more universal for everyone. That's really appreciated. I just have a very quick thought, and then we'll see what Michael has. But it's that, you see, we think that karma has a long arm, and sometimes it does, and sometimes we're much more efficient, and we work things out more quickly. And we think, well, I really wanted this opportunity, and then it didn't pan out the way I expected, wanted, desired, and so I must have done something wrong. Well, sometimes, yes, we could have done things differently, and we can, you know, learn from that and change course next time. And sometimes it's called, no, you were very efficient, and you worked through your karma very quickly, and your karma may have been with this situation or person to have a short stint to want something, then it doesn't happen, and then in the past you gave up and let it stop you and discourage you and even paralyze you, and this time you go, oh, I really want to just go crawl under the blankets and hide, but instead I'm going to take a deep breath, I'm going to let go of the anxiety and the fear, everything is bringing up, and I'm going to take a small step forward, and then another small step forward, and another, and another, and oh look, now I've gathered momentum, now I'm jogging, now I'm running, and that clears the karma of having given up in the past because of the denial or a seeming rejection of opportunity. I'm sure you've heard rejection is protection, right? That wasn't that person or thing, wasn't in your destiny. And so it's a both and. We want to look and see, what can I learn from this? Great. Okay, next time I would, right? And we also want to go, that wasn't my highest good. Or it would be here, right? It would be here. Or if it was and I defaulted some way, then I'll get another chance. J.R. used to say, opportunity will knock you down, right? It doesn't just knock once. And so it's really, how can your attitude and your altitude, Liz, be one of, this was for me. Gosh, doesn't feel like it, but this was for me, and I'm going to use this to my advancement and growth and go forward. And thanks, God, for letting me fulfill that karma so quickly.
Yeah.
So with that, and then we'll see what Michael says, what is a brief affirmation you could use with that?
I think you hit the nail on the head with, I'm walking through the karma. I'm clearing karma as I'm walking through. So I'm hearing a reverb, so it's distracting me. But clearing karma as I walk through life, and also something around I am living in my dreams already. I remember you've talked about that before when manifesting your own life.
Yes, beautiful. I'm living my dreams. That's very simple and quite profound. Michael?
No, I don't have much to add. I think that was beautiful. I mean, some of your life, I think it really should relate it out to you. You do have some karma where we could sort of say it like this. You were a dreamer in the past. In your dreams, you dreamed your life would be very exotic and very adventurous and very different than the mundane, ordinary world around you. And when your life didn't match up to your dreams, it made you look negatively upon the life you had. So one of the lessons you carried over into this life from this other life I'm talking about is you're going to deal with a lot of things where you end up doing things that are mundane. And your opportunity this time is to find gratitude for the good things in your life and to make the best of the situations of your life, which fits with everything I heard Alicia tell you. Just understand that sometimes things don't go the way we think they will or hope they will, not because we're being punished, but because our soul has asked for the lesson of learning to see the beauty and see the wonder in every little thing rather than having to have some huge dramatic event so that we can feel special. Okay?
Okay. I can work with that.
Thank you. Keep moving forward and have the best year.
Thank you so much.
Of course. We're going to go to a quick commercial and then we'll take our next caller. So join us back here in a moment with Live Your Love.
Alicia Doss's new book, Your Angelic Ancestry, is due out July 2025. It tells you how to access your angelic ancestry to discover your angelic name, your own true nature, and your soul purpose in life. But how would you like to get the book for free? Well, you can sign up for Alicia's never-before-offered online masterclass called Rise. Visit AliciaDoss.com to sign up for the Rise Masterclass. And not only will you get the book for free, but you'll be uplifted into the love, joy, and peace of the archangels. Visit AliciaDoss.com now.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Awaken to a life where heaven and earth unites. Unlock the secrets of your divine lineage with your angelic ancestry. Your personal birth registry for the angelic realm. With step-by-step techniques refined over 3 decades and tested by thousands, this book reveals how discovering your archangelic heritage can dissolve existential fears and suffering. Learn to embody the divine frequency of God's intention for you. Experience life as the angels do, with each breath drawing you closer to the infinite love and wisdom of the divine. If you order the book now at AliciaDoss.com/book, you'll get lots of bonuses like 3 digital sample chapters, access to join the VIP private launch team, a live online June 2025 masterclass summit with top name influencers and a reader's guide. But you have to order the physical book to get these bonuses. Only $17.99. Order the book now at AliciaDoss.com/book. Do it now.
Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Alicia Doss's clients report her programs can include a variety of things like connecting with your angels, angelic healing, and so much more.
Everyone taking one of her programs can be helped regardless of your faith or walk in life. Have greater joy and abundance because Alicia Das, a rare counselor, has programs to help you live life and thrive in peace, joy, abundance, and grace. It's easy to make a wonderful difference in your life. To see all of Alicia's programs, visit her website, AliciaDas.com. That's AliciaDas.com. Remember, positive impact. www.healthylife.net.
Hello, and welcome back to Live Your Love with Alicia Das. Today's special guest is Michael Hayes, and we have a caller. Please share your name and what your question is.
Hi, beloveds. This is Kelly. I'm really grateful you guys are doing this, so thank you. I had something I wanted to see what you have for me about my experience with sound. I have some reference points that are about movement that may be incorrect, and so I just wanted to touch in. What my experience is sound that holds its own with the sounds of this world. It's dimensional, it's layered, it's many sounds. It's beautiful, it's etheric, and then when I relax back into it, and just being with it, so much energy starts to move inside me. So I'm not really clear what's going on, if you have anything for me.
Do you have something, Alicia?
Not okay. Yet, you go ahead.
Yeah. What it looks like is going on for you, Kelly, is you're thinking of sound as something you hear, and that is a way that you recognize it. But another way of understanding it is that you understand it as a vibration, or it is a move. Ultimately, it's a movement of consciousness that becomes a movement of energy. And what happens is when you relax into it, it starts to translate down in and through your aura and your body and into this level. And so you start to become a conduit. So when you're first hearing, it's almost like because in truth you are awareness, you're not that body. Your awareness, in a sense, opens to this truth, this place where the sound is present. Almost like you go into it. Place and you know the sound. When you relax, it's like it says you let go, and then you let it come to, it comes to you and comes through you. And that effect upon your physicality is your system feeling the effect of the energetic form of that sound moving through you. So you start to become a commutator for you. In a sense, you're stepping up and knowing the truth of reality by the sound that you hear in that level of reality, and you're starting to commutate that truth back through you, and you feel that the shaking and the vibrations in your body are indicators of this commutation process happening. It's actually you making that more available into this world. Okay?
Yeah, is there anything on what is it?
I just kind of said it. You're thinking of the sound as a sound. Think of the sound think of the sound as light you hear. And that light that you hear eventually starts translating into the light you feel.
Okay.
And I would just add briefly, rather than trying to hear it as one source, allow the source to envelop you and to be everywhere, rather than trying to contain it or even isolate it, but to allow it to be what may seem chaotic at first, and then you can become aware of it as multifaceted. So it's dropping your reference point of self and the one who is sensing it. So there is no one who is sensing it. You are simply awareness itself. Rather than being the one aware, you are awareness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. one of the ways I experience it is it's not one sound. It's many, 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 many sounds. Not even I couldn't possibly count them, because if I go to count them, it pulls me into that sound. It just feels like it's from everywhere.
And I would add, and you are everywhere. Rather than trying to keep yourself in a place or in an identification, let go.
Okay.
And you become everywhere with and as the sound.
Got it. That's super useful. Thank you, you guys.
That's
grateful.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
God bless. Thank you. Hey, I think we have another caller. Hey.
Hello.
Hi. Please share your name and let us know your question.
Hi, my name is Joyce, and I live in Virginia. And what happened to me last night has happened to me several other times, but it's really terrifying to me. I go to bed, and I'm sleeping, and I sleep by myself. And I'll be there sleeping, and I feel an imprint of like a body laying beside me and then putting their arm around me. Well, at first, when I come from sleep, it's a, well, that's comforting. But then I realize that I'm sleeping by myself, and it scares the bahookie out of me. So then I start calling on the traveler and asking the traveler to get whatever it is to remove it. And he does. I don't know how or what he does, but it disappears.
Mm-hmm.
What am I doing that's drawing whatever this is to me? And it doesn't happen every night, and it doesn't even happen once a month or once every 2 months. It happens. It just happens when it happens, and it's very sporadic. And I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not drinking. I'm not doing drugs. I'm not doing, you know, anything kinky. I'm just sleeping.
Looks like you're getting what we would call a spiritual download. And what will happen is you exist in a greater dimension than the one you operate within this body. You exist in spirit as a spirit form. And certain times there will be a download from the greater spirit to the personalized spirit that we call your soul. And then there will be a download from that soul of truth of yourself that will commutate its way through the levels of your consciousness. Your soul has existence in and through and works with you with an astral form, an emotional form, a mental form, and this ethereal or unconscious form. And so the download will be that. It'll be like a cascade, like a water going down a waterfall. It's cascading down the different levels of it. And that's what it looks like. And the reason it comes when it comes is because it comes according to the dictates of spirit and the timelines of spirit, not anything you personally are doing.
So then don't be fearful. Just go with it.
I would just go with it. It's a good thing.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay, because it was terrifying to me, but it was not going to hurt me, and it doesn't seem to want to hurt me. It seems comforting, but it's just
it's a blessing, it's a blessing, but it's different. You know, it's not your normal. You don't. It's not something you experience every day, but it's a good thing.
Okay, thank you so much. You put my mind at ease. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Bless you.
Blessings to you. Beautiful. Well, thank you. And we'll be right back to Live Your Love for our last segment after this.
Awaken to a life where heaven and earth unites. Unlock the secrets of your divine lineage with your angelic ancestry, your personal birth registry for the angelic realm. With step-by-step techniques refined over 3 decades and tested by thousands, this book reveals how discovering your archangelic heritage can dissolve existential fears and suffering. Learn to embody the divine frequency of God's intention for you. Experience life as the angels do, with each breath drawing you closer to the infinite love and wisdom of the divine. If you order the book now at aliciadoss.com/book, you'll get lots of bonuses like 3 digital sample chapters, access to join the VIP private launch team, a live online June 2025 masterclass summit with top name influencers, and a reader's guide. But you have to order the physical book to get these bonuses. Only $17.99. Order the book now at aliciadoss.com/book. Do it now.
You have too little time to shop. So try Farm Fresh to you. They deliver organic food the way nature intended, delivered straight to your home or office, economically. Visit our web advertiser page and click on Farm Fresh to you now.
Alicia Doss's clients report her programs can include a variety of things like connecting with your angels, angelic healing, and so much more. Everyone taking one of her programs can be helped regardless of your faith or walk in life. Have greater joy and abundance because Alicia Doss, a rare counselor, has programs to help you live life and thrive in peace, joy, abundance, and grace. It's easy to make a wonderful difference in your life. To see all of Alicia's programs, visit her website, aliciadoss.com. That's aliciadoss.com.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
Alicia Doss's new book, Your Angelic Ancestry, is due out July 2025. It tells you how to access your angelic ancestry to discover your angelic name, your own true nature, and your sole purpose in life. But how would you like to get the book for free? Well, you can sign up for Alicia's never-before-offered online masterclass called Rise. Visit aliciadoss.com to sign up for the Rise Masterclass. And not only will you get the book for free, but you'll be uplifted into the love, joy, and peace of the archangels. Visit aliciadoss.com now.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Here's an exciting free offer from Alicia Doss just for you. It's a phenomenal 3-hour course called Speaking from Spirit, which includes videos, exercises, meditations, and more. Clear your fears and limiting beliefs as you learn how to speak from spirit, not just about it in your own unique style. There's even an experimental meditation to bring forth divine messages. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Visit spirit.aliciadoss.com and use the code HEALTHYLIFE. That's spirit.aliciadoss.com, code Healthy Life.
Welcome back to Live Your Love with Alicia Doss and special guest Michael Hayes. And we have some callers on the line, so please do share your name and what your question is.
Hi, this is Mary Beard.
Hi.
And
hi.
Hi, Michael. In the late 1990s, when I started taking the DSS class, the Archangel Gabriel would always come present when we did this sort of circle council process. And since that time, he's always been part of the clearing process whenever I'm doing the clearing techniques from that class. And usually, often when that clearing, when a bigger clearing is taking place, it involves the ball power. And I've had the feeling that Gabriel is protecting me from that. And I just wondered if you guys had any insights or information to give me. I don't know a lot about the Archangel Gabriel except what I feel with his presence.
Well, Gabriel was, of course, the angel of Annunciation, so he's the messenger angel. He not only let Mary know that she would be bearing the Christ child, but also he is said to be responsible for giving the writing to Muhammad that started the Islam faith, dictated it in a beautiful language, which is thought to be the angelic language. And there's many other examples through history of Gabriel being that conduit of messages from spirit in a way, stepping it down in a way we can receive it in individuation. And so you could think of him as a commutator of the highest essence in a way that we can receive it and still maintain our individuation. So very high beam does actually work often with protection and clearing of negativity. So Gabriel, I'm going to give you a quick primer on Gabriel, if you don't have a lot of time left. Gabriel comes in on the color green, brings in a lot of healing. Now, all these great archangels, and there's very few great archangels, there's many, 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 many archangels and almost countless angels. These great archangels have all the gifts because they are completely surrendered and are conduits of God. But they do have certain areas that are under their aegis or stewardship. So Gabriel is that messenger angel, also a bringer of great joy, endless joy. Almost like if J.R. were an angel, he might be Gabriel, because Gabriel has some mysticness with him, a twinkle, if you will. So he brings us into that, you know, like, really, you thought you were separate from God? Get over yourself. Like, he's sort of playful. And what I hear for you specifically is that you have heritage with him, specifically when you were in the angelic and the archangelic. So my upcoming book, Your Angelic Ancestry, is about how we were archangels, many of us, even most of us, before we incarnated into the human level. And we can now, not to go back into that consciousness, but to bring all that acumen present, because angels don't forget God. They are one in that divine remembrance. And you couple that with human sovereignty and co-creatorship, and you have a being that is consciously surrendering its will into the will of God. So really, you have a God being. That's the cliff notes on the value of knowing your angelic ancestry. So you specifically have ancestry with Archangel Gabriel. So what to do with that? Certainly enjoy it. But it's also calling you forward to step into more of your own mastery. When we say your own mastery, we're really talking about God's mastery, being aware that you are spirit animated in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, that's a lot.
So that
Thank
was
you.
A lot in a short time, but I hope that was helpful.
Yeah. Okay, I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for calling.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Hi.
Okay, I think we have another caller.
Hello.
Hi, can you talk a little louder?
Hi, yes I can. It's Michelle from Philly.
Hey.
Hi. Love you. How
Love
are
you?
You?
Just talk as loud as you can. We're having a hard time hearing you.
Okay. I really appreciated. Yes. Can you hear now?
Yes. Uh huh.
So the question is. Oh gosh, it's such feedback here. So the question is that I noticed. Talking about clearing consciousness, and I seem to be aware that I was carrying something from my father. It just came up in my consciousness. But I guess what I'm really asking is how to connect to the Christ and clear the carrying of our ancestors.
Go ahead, Michael.
I guess what I'm really asking is how to connect to the Christ.
I can't hear her.
It is hard to hear her, but basically talk about clearing of our ancestors so that we can more manifest the Christ.
Yes.
All right. Well, anything we identify with, our body, our ancestors, our genetics, the storyline of us being part of them or them being part of us is ultimately going to be something we're going to let go if we're going to come into higher consciousness of God. Because in truth, these are all part of the story of creation, our particular play and the great play of creation. But for, to the spiritual, it's just like a story or a game. The more you realize you are more than any of that, which means in a sense you're none of that, yet you participate in this creation as if you're the fruit of the tree of your ancestry, because it is something the soul opted for so it could learn what it would be like to play in time and space. The biggest thing that helps you get free of it is to come to the realization that it is not in truth you. It is just something that you have performed in. It's like a play being enacted and you've been playing a part. But you step out and realize, well, I was playing this part of this play, but in truth, I'm actually an overviewing conscious watching the play out. So that's the way you would do it. Until that time, you'll get pulled back again and again into the storyline, and you'll rejoice from it or suffer it, but you won't be detached. So it's a different outlook on your life is the key if you really want to be free of that. Otherwise, you can work each particular adventure, each little story, one by one by one. But that's not necessary unless you want to make it that way. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, got it. Thank you. And any blessing you have on that and for all of us would be great.
So, Michael, do a 10-second blessing because we're almost done.
Bless all that have been on this call with a greater remembrance of God's presence in their lives and their hearts and in all things. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for joining with us for Live Your Love. It's been beautiful having you. We're going to do one more Q&A next Monday, and that will be the last Monday. So do show up next Monday. Ask us a question, same time, noon. After this, Live Your Love is moving to once a month again, the third Tuesday of the month at 9 a.m. Please do jump on my email list so I can remind you of that, because upcoming guests are Mo Rock, media mogul, Neil Donald Walsh, author of Conversations with God for a part two, and then Coot Blackson. So do, big thought leader, so do please join the email list. Go to alishadas.com, A-L-I-S-H-A-D-A-S.com, and sign up for the newsletter, and I'll remind you about these shows. Find Michael and myself at awaketolove.com, A-W-A-K-E-T-O-L-O-V-E.com. Join us for sessions and upcoming classes, and we love you so much. Thank you, Michael.
Bless you.
Bless you all. We love you.
Bye-bye for now. Tune in the same time next week for more positive transformation information that will help you have a happy, more spiritually connected life.